Welcome to Inner Harmony, the podcast that invites us to take a break and experience a time of reflection and guided meditation with Reverend Jefferson Beaker. So remove all distractions possible, settle in, and open yourself to the calming practice of mindfulness. Here's Rev J.
My dear friend, author, lecturer, and historian, Diana Butler Bass, wrote something recently that really struck me. She wrote about looking at life and not fixating on the things that are going on right now that may throw us off balance, but to take the long view, the inner view, the reflective view. And then she included these words from Teilhard de Chardin. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet it is the law of all progress that is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. Whatever is going on in your life at this very moment, know that this occurrence is not the whole truth about you. We can forever rest in the comfort of the inner reflective view that life always holds for us much more for us than we have ever imagined. Let's move into our time of meditation and take some time as we meditate to connect with the core of Spirit's presence within us that allows us to use this present moment for rest and insight, while also opening up our lives to greater possibility still to come. So find a comfortable position where you feel supported and relaxed, but also one in which you remain awake and aware. Close your eyes if that is comfortable for you, and breathe into this moment and each moment with intention. With each breath, allow yourself to move still more fully, fully connected to your very soul, that divine spiritual presence within you. Let your breath be your guide. Notice where being in the breath takes you on this journey of discovery. As you relax into this time with your breath, check in with yourself and notice if anything is going on in your body. Is there any distress or sensations of tightness in your body? If so, see if you can breathe and allow those sensations to relax. have so much in this present moment that can distract and concern us. Plans as yet unfulfilled, goals as yet perhaps unmet. These are the things that distract and weigh us down as our attention focuses on the fact that these things are unresolved. We may not see the end point for these concerns. In this moment, instead of dwelling on these things, see if you can use your breath to help you refocus your attention onto the truth of this one present moment. See yourself surrounded by a heavenly glow of perfect spirit light. It can be any color of light you choose, but see it as one that brings you comfort, peace, and the assurance that all things move perfectly forward into the divine right action of Spirit God, who loves you unconditionally. See the fullness of God's presence begin to expand in your consciousness. See this presence moving into all areas of your life. Know that you live in God and that God expresses through you. What does it feel like as you rest in this perfect presence? Can you see this light that surrounds you, bringing a perfect outcome in its perfect timing to all aspects of your life? Do you feel anything shift within you as you connect with this presence? Continue to breathe and allow your awareness of God to shift to a higher place. Be gentle with yourself as you do this exercise, for we each grow at our own pace as we are ready. Know that you are being held, supported, and uplifted always by the very presence of that which is divine, loving spirit. Remember always, your humanity is the instrument through which Spirit God expresses life through you. Know that God in you, through you, and as you is always unfolding in its perfect timing, and you can rest assured that all is well. When you are ready, open your eyes and bring your awareness back to your physical space. Namaste. Thank you for meditating with me today, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Inner Harmony with Reverend Jefferson Beaker, recorded and produced by me, Donna Miller. This has been a presentation of the Harmony Podcast Network, sponsored in part by Hollywood United Methodist Church, of which Harmony Toluca Lake is the second campus. Find us on Instagram at Harmony_TLC and on Facebook at HarmonyTL. Don't forget to like, download, and share with anyone you think would benefit from engaging with mindfulness. New episodes premiere every first and third Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe so you never miss one. Until next time, namaste.